to this brand new beginning. Eventually, come to lay down in any way that gives you the most comfort right here, right now. Lay your body down in a way that feels kind to your body. We can low-key bully our bodies, not listen to our bodies, right? Shove those sensations to the side because I've got to do this. I've got to cross this off the list. I'm too busy. Be kind, listen, and respond to your body, gifting yourself with all of the comfort. Using any pillows, blankets, rolled towels, rolled yoga mats, eye masks, eye coverings, crystal stones, any props or even sacred objects to help you feel as comfortable and supported as possible. Adding any stones, maybe keeping jewelry off to the side, have your teddy bear with you, your coziest socks. Lay the body down, legs wide, arms wide, pull shoulders down as you tuck chin and scoop shoulder blades together. Anchor tail down and up slightly. Connect low back and the whole spine with the surface below you. Release through belly, flop out toes, curl the fingers. And could you soften all expression on the face, the temples, and the scalp? And whenever it feels good and right for you, if you haven't already, let your eyes softly close. Feel them power down, close down. And take these moments to make any adjustments, wiggles, squiggles, shimmies, to find symmetry. Tend to your body posture, to your supports. Settle down and settle in. And we're going to set the tone with three mindful, nourishing breaths in order to signal, right, to cue, to poke the body and the mind, hey, oh yes, it's time to rest, not run. So you're going to inhale deeply through the nose and then exhale completely from the mouth with an audible sigh. Really make some noise, a roar, if you will. Opportunity to roar, to let it out, to rest, to reset. So inhale deeply in through the nose, fill the belly, ribs, chest, and up, 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 up. Then exhale completely from the mouth, sigh it out, roar it out, empty fully, let something go here. Two more times on your own. I will, of course, be taking the opportunity as well. Was your tongue out too? Take as many of those as you need. That was juicy. Eventually, you'll feel that cue to return back to a natural breath pattern. Breathing, welcoming yourself, body, mind, and spirit to this yoga nidra for new beginnings. In today's practice, we will explore our deepest desires in order to create a potent resolve as we transition from the old into the new. You got it. You already know. Sankalpa, the Sanskrit word for solemn vow formed by the heart and the mind. It's a resolve and a commitment that we make to support our highest truth. Your Sankalpa is a deep and heartfelt statement that resonates in the very cells of your being. So rather than a wish or an idea of some future, maybe elusive self, let your Sankalpa be an expression of a present moment truth that we're seeking to embody more fully. So today I want you to think of your Sankalpa not so much as gaining what we think is missing or not there. Rather, dear one, it's more about tapping into the truth of who you really are, who you've always been. It's a remembering. And Sankalpa is most resonant during Yoga Nidra because it is proven that when the mind is relaxed, when those brain waves have shifted, the Sankalpa is not only written, but imprinted on the subconscious. You can also, of course, repeat your Sankalpa at any time during your waking life. Maybe you put a post-it on the fridge or in your car, right? You could even continue to use the same Sankalpa until you feel that you indeed are back to embodying it, right? All right, that was a Sankalpa waffle. Let's dive into our heartfelt resolve. Something which reflects your desire for growth and transformation. Take some time. Tune in to your heart's deepest longing and use that desire to formulate your Sankalpa, your truth. When you've got it, trust it, go with it. Repeat it to yourself with feeling 3 times. And then release it for now. Trust and let it go. And bring your awareness to your ears, beginning to notice sounds. Send the awareness out into the distance and notice the most distant sounds you can hear. And as soon as your ears hear one sound, move to the next. Then listen to closer sounds, maybe sounds just outside the room, any sounds inside the room where you are. Now see if you can hear sounds happening inside your own body. Natural sounds inside of you, maybe your pulse, digestion, the heart beating, the gentle sound of your own breath. Listen to the steady flow of your breath. And should any outside sounds or distractions arise, let them be a pointer back to this inner experience, your inner experience. And guide your awareness now to the physical body. You will soon be guided on a journey throughout your physical form. Body parts will be named, and as they are named, send your awareness there. Notice it just as it is. And then visualize a softly glowing silver moon illuminating each body part. We'll begin at the crown of the head. Sense, maybe visualize the crown of the head. See and feel a full silver moon at the crown. Continue on in this way. Third eye, space between the brows. Throat center, right shoulder joint, elbow joint, wrist joint, the tip of the thumb, tip of index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and tip of the little finger. Move back up to right wrist joint, elbow joint, shoulder joint, and center of the throat. Send your awareness over to the left shoulder joint, silver moon, left elbow, left wrist joint, tip of the left thumb, tip of left index finger, middle finger, ring finger, tip of left little finger. Move back up to the left wrist joint, elbow joint, shoulder joint, center of the throat, heart center, center of right chest, heart center, the center of left chest, and back to the heart center, navel center, center of the pelvis, the right hip joint, right knee joint, ankle joint, tip of the right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, tip of right little toe. Moving back up to the right ankle joint, right knee joint, hip joint, the center of the pelvis, left hip joint, left knee joint, ankle joint, tip of the left big toe, tip of the second toe, third, fourth, and tip of left little toe. Moving back up to the ankle joint, left knee joint, hip joint, center of the pelvis. Travel back up to the navel center, heart center, throat center, eyebrow center, the crown of the head. Envision the entire body as a galaxy of moons, the whole body luminous with shimmering silver moonlight, body of light. And guide your attention to your natural breath. Feel the body breathing and sense the exchange of prana, of life force energy. Notice inhalation, exhalation, and notice, observe the subtle pauses between breath cycles. Observe yourself breathing as if you were nose to nose with yourself, sharing the breath, the vital essence of life force energy. Sense the exchange. Notice inhale, exhale, and the subtle pauses between the two. Release the breath, exploring opposites now in emotions and sensations. Welcome all that you feel with a sense of freedom to feel what you feel, to witness it, to allow it to pass. Each time a feeling or an emotion surfaces, It's a sign that you are working through it in order to release it. First, invite in an experience or a sensation of heaviness. Feel heavy and grounded like a mountain. Perhaps sensing a downward flow of energy. Let your whole experience be heavy. Now release heaviness and invite in an experience of sensation of lightness into your being. Feel light and airy, as light as a morning mist flowing upward as the sun brightens. An upward flow of energy. The whole being is light and airy. And let this go now and call in an experience of grief. Perhaps a sad memory or experience over the last year, maybe longer. Where or how do you experience loss, grief in your being? Now see if you can call in an experience of hope or possibility. The excitement, a change in plans and intentions. Where and how do you experience hope? Let your whole being experience this new reality, this limitless potential. And let this go. Now guide your awareness to the space of the mind. And with each breath you take, could you wander deeper into the silence within, into the stillness at eyebrow center? Now envision yourself sitting in front of a cozy fire, and on your lap is a large book. You open the book, which is full of illustrations, photographs, paintings, sculptures. Perhaps you see yourself as if from over your shoulder, observing you as you turn the pages of this grand book in your lap. Each page revealing a different image or concept. Maybe you can even sense these concepts, what you see with or around your being as they are being offered. Turn the page. See a golden egg. Turn the page. Two empty bowls. Keep turning the pages. Side by side, knotted roots of an ancient tree. A lotus flower blossoming. A two-faced being, one looking back and the other looking forward. A crossroads. A gathering storm. Dancing around a bonfire. Sacred mysteries, a page of a calendar, spotted banana peel, a circle of friends, a wooden box, a wise healer, neon pink toothpick, an open gate, starry night, rubber duck, a ceremonial mask, cassette tape, drawing a spiral in sand, hot tea bag, your reflection in a mirror. Mustard seed, weaving thread, a blank page, another blank page, stillness and silence. As you turn to the next page, see your sankalpa, the heartfelt resolve, the return to truth that you created at the start of this practice. And envision yourself here, the embodiment of your sankalpa. What do you see? How does it feel to move in the world, through the world, as your highest self? Repeat your sankalpa 3 more times, each time you do, forging a new path. See it, feel it, repeat it 3 times. And start to guide your attention back into the space of the heart. Feel the heartbeat, the lungs breathing, guide awareness back to the breath. Feeling that prana, that breath energy flowing in and out easily, peacefully. Draw in a deeper breath and allow this breath to draw you back into the awareness of your body. Feeling back to all the places where your body is supported, the air on your exposed skin. If you wish to continue resting, integrating, reflecting, feel free always. Otherwise, continue to externalize your awareness to outer sounds, to the space, the room that you're in, the space you occupy. Sense all the details of this room where you are. As you deepen breath, you could start to invite movement into the body. Maybe wiggle fingers and toes, any intuitive movements or stretches that feel kind to your body after being still for a short while. You can stretch, roll to your side, stay on back, come to belly, come to a seat. Pause. And take as much time as you need to re-acclimate, acclimatize, familiarize yourself to this moment in your body. This choice, this opportunity to move forward on a new path with a new lens, a new state of being, a new way of being. Start fresh, start new, start now. With my hands at my heart center, I see you. I am grateful for you, I bow to you. Our practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friend.